Right, so we were scheduled to catch up with the Premier of KZN, Sihle Zikalala, this evening, of course, in the context of the Premier having just stopped short of calling for the immediate release of former President Jacob Zuma in a bid to quell the violence we've seen erupt over the past few days, specifically in KZN and then parts of Gauteng too. But the interview with us cancelled in the last minute. Hopefully we'll get that back on schedule sooner rather than later. For now, though, Action SA leader Herman Mashaba has condemned the looting and widespread riots currently gripping South Africa, saying such acts find their roots in the corruption-fueled factional battles within the ANC. He joins us now. Thanks so much, Herman, for your time this evening. So, like I said, I was going to chat to the Premier of KZN today. What do you make of those calls to release former President Jacob Zuma as a possible solution here? Surely you can't talk about circumventing legal structures on the one hand and then following them on other accounts, like holding those involved in criminal activity over the last few days to account?
It's actually it's sickening. It is actually unimaginable that we can have the Premier even suggesting such a constitutional violation, that South Africa is a jungle where we can really be threatened by thuggery that ANC has subjected to South Africa the last 27 years, and they want to actually take it to another level where a court of law, a constitutional court for that matter, has found Jacob Zuma to deserve to be in prison. And because you feel you want to destabilize the country, cause havoc, and then you request for him to be released. What about millions of law-abiding citizens who are in are out yet to respect the laws of this country? It's actually unimaginable, and as a section they say, it's not a matter that we can really let it lying down. Absolutely, we will contest it.
Well, Herman, talking about holding people to account, Action SA pursuing a lawsuit against President Cyril Ramaphosa, the Minister of Police, Becky Tsele, the members of the security cluster and the ANC as well. Talk us through the basis of your case here, and do you have a strong enough merit?
Well, I think I've engaged some of the top legal brains in this country to really look at this assessment, because it's something I've been looking at for a long time. I think I did make public pronouncement some months ago that I'm really consulting to see how one can find good lawyers here at home and internationally where we can declare ANC as a criminal organization, so that we can get the international community to regard them as a criminal enterprise, because they are not a political party. They are a criminal enterprise masquerading as a political party. In my engagement the last 48 hours with our country's economy being smashed like this by ANC internal battles, and then the lawyer said, look, you know what, here's a case of a class action lawsuit against the president of the country, the ANC, and security cluster ministers, because these are the people who have abdicated their responsibility to discharge their constitutional mandate to protect the integrity of South Africa and the sovereignty of our country.
So you talk about an action, a class action lawsuit here. How do you pursue this? Would the citizenry then need to get involved?
Absolutely. That is why we're asking all the companies affected and who are actually interested in joining this matter. Our legal team will be providing these services on a pro bono basis. So we're asking those companies, more especially those who do not have insurance, to really come forward to provide us details, because we can't defend you if we don't obviously know what your case is all about. So we've actually created a platform on our website where people can give us the details from which then our legal team will get in touch with them depending obviously if there are genuine cases, then they will take these cases up on their behalf, because the majority, more especially of SMMEs, will never be able to really get out of this. They've suffered over a year through COVID-19 unnecessary regulations. Now all of a sudden now their battles are now affecting us directly with the bending down and blatant looting of innocent people. So this is something that us as Section SA would not really sit back and allow the ANC government to do this.
Herman, you say, holding these players to account for not acting swiftly, not acting fast enough, talking about, proactive and reasonable steps to preserve and, protect the rule of law. What would you have proposed? What would you have liked to see being done? Does it go as far as potentially having called for a state of emergency?
Well, please look at the press statement released on Sunday morning when the president announced that he was going to have this so-called family meetings, then issued a press statement to say, Mr. President, remember by that time the entry was already blocked, vehicles being torched, the millions of infrastructure being torched. You could see it coming. You did not really have to really be in the intelligence services to see that something was brewing. And in the press statement, I requested the president to say, please deploy the army, deploy our armed forces. But over and above that, please establish special courts so that once people are arrested, they must immediately appear before an open court of law. If those who are found guilty, let them go and serve, go and join Jacob Zuma in prison. Those who are innocent, then let them free. But you cannot have a situation where people are arrested and the following day they are out there continuing with their looting. And the president only reacted to the deployment of the army only, 48 hours later. And look at the amount of the police and the army that is deployed. Right now, as I'm talking to you, look at on your TV screens. People are stealing openly, waiting for trucks to come and get their stuff. Not a single policeman on site.
Absolutely.
Television. Or there on our television screens. After the Zulu King has addressed the nation, please let us stop this criminal act. People are doing this openly because they know that the president and the government of the ANC is not interested. There are people that I've spoken to. They are saying, but ANC has been looting for the last 27 years with no consequences. Perhaps this is our time to loot.
Well, Herman, let's leave it there. We'll, of course, be keeping an eye as you pursue all of this. Herman Mashaba is leader of Action SA.